Talking about art with your mother. That's the subject of an essay Jamie Moss Wise wrote for the online arts publication Burnaway. Sometimes our loved ones' tastes in arts diverge from our own. So how do we talk about those tastes, say, during those holiday dinner conversations, while keeping things merry and bright? Jamie Moss Wise shared her thoughts with WABE's Kate Sweeney.
So you're married to an artist, and he makes kind of edgy work, and you manage his career. And your mother, who is, you know, a prominent figure in your life, she enjoys art as well, but she enjoys a different kind of art. And you do a wonderful job of explaining the kind of art she enjoys. Could you describe that now?
Well, I think that a lot of people would call it decorative. A good example of a piece that's in her house, and it's actually a piece I like quite a lot. I talk about this in the essay, and it's this image of some birds, and there are three panels all next to each other, and the birds are on this blue sky. The birds are all primary colors, you know, red and yellow, and they're all hanging on this wire. They're just really beautiful, and they go with the colors in her house. She also has some pictures of lighthouses above her bed, and so those are the kinds of things that are going to appeal to her.
And so by contrast, how would you describe your husband's work?
Well, he has a wide range of work that he does, but I can tell you the types of work that confront my mother the most deeply. One of them is a picture of Jesus. He's a Presbyterian minister, by the way, but one of his pieces of art is a picture of Jesus driving the money changers from the temple in an Impala sedan, you know. So he'll get a little crazy with some of his drawings about Jesus. And he'll have, naked people worshiping in a service. And a lot of his pieces are just abstract. He was very influenced by abstract expressionism. And that means that it's not necessarily accessible to someone who doesn't like abstract art, who wants their art to be familiar, recognizable. And frankly, I think that that's probably the majority of people out there in the world.
And so we have our conflict, people who want different things out of our art. And in your essay, you write about what you think this says about people's basic personalities.
Well, I'm more the kind of person, I'm always questioning the way things should be. What's the significance of this event? Or what's the significance of that event? Or what does this symbol mean? And I studied English literature, so of course I'm interested in the symbolic and the imaginary. And my mother studied business, and she's not going to sit around and analyze the meaning of her life. She's just going to keep walking through it. And so she doesn't want art that's going to confront her or force her into examining aspects of her life, you know, that she's already thought through.
A very pragmatic approach.
She's very pragmatic, exactly. She wants art to bring her peace. I mean, ultimately, art is about emotion. It makes us respond a certain way. The response my mother wants is one that gives her more peace and comfort and joy. I want joy too, but I get joy out of being challenged. Even if a piece makes me really uncomfortable and I actually don't like it, I'm still able to, if it makes me think, then I'm interested in it.
So what do we do with this conflict between people who want art that provokes them and people who want art that comforts them? I mean, besides just avoiding each other.
I have to think about that just a second. My father died very suddenly in July of 2014. You know, he was one of the most non-judgmental people I ever met. And I didn't realize how much that affected people until we were at his funeral. And I had friends from high school show up to his funeral because they just said, your dad always made us feel like we were special. So I think that I decided at some point that I needed to be more like my father. But I'd still like to hold out something for having some training and understanding of art. I don't want to say that, well, you know, I drew a stick figure and so that's great art. It might be appealing to some person and they might love it, and there's nothing wrong with them loving it.
It's being able to distinguish in a way what makes great art from what is art that I enjoy.
Yes, I think you've hit the nail on the head right there. And I'm still not sure I have an answer as to what great art is, because a lot of times we don't even know. For example, you know, the Mona Lisa is considered one of the greatest paintings ever, but it was because Walter Pater wrote about it in the 19th century.
Who's Walter Pater? Was he an art critic?
Walter Pater was a famous art critic from the Victorian era. Yeah, and he wrote this essay on the Mona Lisa. And that's really what made us all think that the Mona Lisa was the great painting.
But our artistic tastes come down to, you know, not just what we've been educated about, but our gut. You know, you like what you like to some extent, and your mother likes what she likes.
Yes, because I just tend to be drawn towards color and shape and abstraction, and she tends to be drawn towards more realistic paintings. It boils down to our personalities and what appeals to us and what doesn't.
I want to close with this question for you. What are your thoughts for someone who finds him or herself in a situation like this with a loved one, other than just to maybe ignore it and drink more eggnog?
Well, I think that drinking more eggnog is an extremely great coping strategy. Don't try to argue with people about the type of art that you think is great or not great, or why you should like it or not. I think it's really important to try to listen to someone and ask them questions like you've done today. What is it? You know, why do you not like that piece of art? I think it's really important to hear each other and try to hear what's underneath their question. And my little conversational trick a lot of times is to switch the conversation to the food, if nothing else. How did you make that pecan pie? It's a classic Southern move, you know.
Jamie Moss-Wise, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.